This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. pork is being featured in new convenience snacks in Mexico. We'll have more right after this.
Hank Williams Jr.
Are you ready for the contract?
Live in concert.
It's a family tradition.
Bocephus Live Sports with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show.
Got a bang for the final bang.
Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Born to boogie.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams Jr.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation staff in Mexico have worked alongside processors and convenience store chains to develop new snack items featuring U.S. pork designed to be consumed at sporting events, music festivals, and even on flights. USMEF Mexico trade manager Rigoberto Trevino said demand for these snacks is driven by increasingly busy lifestyles.
Last year, we launched a product called Snacatelas that is like dry meat with pork ham. That is a snack that is with one of the largest convenience store distributors in Mexico that is called OXXO. They have more than 22,000 stores, and the product is all over the country. We are also have the chicharramen that is very important for us. It's made with chicharron, pork yellow chicharron with carne ramos. It's a ramen with pork yellow chicharron, US 100% U.S. pork.
Another one of the successful snacks is a chicharron product in a cone, which was unveiled at a large Mexican music festival.
Because if you are in a festival, in a concert, or in a match, a soccer match or something like that, you want to eat something that is very easy to buy, to eat, etc. So after that cone, we created the chicharramen in the festival, just eating the chicharron, and that's great. And right now, we are introducing that product to the convenience stores. It was a really huge success in the music festival that is called Pal Norte in Monterrey, Mexico. It gathers like 80,000 people per day. It's last 3 days, and it was a great success. And we are now looking for other channels to sell that product.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.